Police in the Kimberley will soon be using drones, or to use their formal name, remotely piloted aircraft systems, as part of their work. Four officers have this week completed their training, which includes Civil Aviation Safety Authority compliance. The Kimberley and Pilbara are the final regions to get their drone training rolled out after WA Police started the program in July 2020. Kimberley District Superintendent Greg Crofts, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Vanessa.
Why do you think drones could be helpful in this region?
Well, look, technology is improving all the time, and what we find is that some bits of technology really enhance our policing capability. So, you know, our region is very popular for tourists and events. We have people that go missing, unfortunately, far too often. To have eyes in the sky, it helps us make some decisions, keep communities safe, and it helps us at times, you know, locate people stranded in some very remote areas. So really looking forward to this deployment.
Will the drones also be used to follow criminals, for example, that are on the run and that you're involved in chasing down?
Look, that's a good question. So the first thing that we have to do is comply with CASA rules. So it's not as if there's going to be eyes in the sky, you know, constantly all the time. So it's on a needs basis. So the priorities are for missing persons, persons stranded, you know, out in boats, you know, so that we can go and have a look at people to see what their levels of distress that they're in. I've got no doubt, and like you're asking now, to follow criminals on a needs basis, depending on the emergency. Absolutely, we'll try and deploy those. But there are some pretty interesting regulations from CASA. It's considered an aircraft, and that's why our staff are trained pretty much as drone pilots, and they have to follow a lot of rules by CASA. But for places like Broome, I've got no doubt that there'll be, when we know there's some activity on or about to happen, we'll use every opportunity to gather information, and if that means putting a drone up, we will, and every occasion where we can.
So you have four trained officers. Are they based in different Kimberley towns or are they all Broome-based, Superintendent?
Look, they're based in Broome at the moment. So with any new rollout of resources, it normally starts in a particular area, and then as we get more drones, it will go across to Kimberley. So we're starting in Broome. But we know that these officers are based in Broome are not tied to certain jobs that inhibit their deployment anywhere across the Kimberley. So at a drop of a hat, they can be on a plane, say, to go to Kununurra, Kalumburu, Balgo in the same day and take their drone with them. So rather than waiting for it to come up from Perth, we can move it around quite efficiently in the Kimberley.
As you mentioned, Broome has some quite stringent flying rules because of the airport being in the middle of the town, and there's a 5 kilometre buffer zone, and there's also strict times that drones are allowed up in certain areas. Do you think, in fact, having the drones in Broome could be restrictive, that you might not get much usage here in town?
Well, the benefit of our pilots, drone pilots being trained to such a high level is that, and like I said, they're considered to be an aircraft. So we know there's aircraft coming and going from the Broome Airport all day long. So how it can actually happen is that our drone can be up the air. So that 5 kilometre radius doesn't apply to properly trained drone pilots or the drones that we've got. They've got a lot of technology in them themselves. So they know, they're quite intuitive. They know where and when they can't fly. But our drone pilots actually talk to the air traffic controllers at Broome. So if there's a plane coming in for landing, we've got a drone up, they just radio out, they just contact our drone pilot, say, put your drone down for a minute, we've got a plane coming, and we'll let you know when you can put it back up. So that's the sort of thing that we've got here. So that 5 kilometre rule is true. Most drone pilots are amateur people, kids. They're not allowed to fly within 5 km's of the airport, but we can. because of the training they have and the licenses that come with the actual drones that we've got. So we're quite comfortable that if we do need to put it up here, we just got to make sure that it doesn't interfere with actual aircraft rather than just because it's close to the airport.
Superintendent Greg Crofts, you have been in the police service for many years. I want you to cast your mind back to when you began and the types of technology that you were using then. How were you communicating and record keeping?
That's a bit harsh, but
well, I have to say that technology does change rapidly. Here we are talking about drones in the police service. I'm guessing you had a pen and paper.
I will talk about things that most of our police officers don't even know. Most of the members of the community don't even know about. So pen and paper, absolutely. A fixed line telephone, fancy that, where you actually had to dial it with your finger. But, you know, one of the things that we do laugh about in the police, telex machines, it's like a SOS Morse code type ribbon of paper with holes in it. That's how we used to communicate well before faxes. They were the best shiny thing for quite some time. We had, in all honesty, you had nothing. And you had to, but nor did anybody else. So it was all in context. And we did some really good work with no tools. Now we can do some sensational work with some really impressive tools.
It's been good to speak with you. Thank you, Greg Crofts.
Okay, bye.
Superintendent Greg Crofts, he's the Kimberley District Superintendent, and 4 Broome-based police officers have completed this week their rigorous training program to be allowed to fly drones.